Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are anchor moms.
Ooh, hello, friends.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast. So listen, I don't know where what the weather's like where you live, but here in the mountains, it got a little bit chilly this past weekend.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because if you live, I don't know, not in the south, we're talking like, maybe. It was like 60, and it was, people were like, it was like sweater weather for everybody here, you know? It was like a quick change, because I will say this, it was like in the 70s
very warm
and
the week
80s,
before.
And then it was like you blink, and it was, River had a soccer on Saturday, and I was like, it's freezing. What's happening? Yeah.
So listen, as the weather turned, I literally said to Gregory last weekend, okay, so I need to start wearing pants, apparently. Like, I've still been kind of in shorts land, right? So I had kind of my summer wardrobe that I was holding on to.
You asked Gregory about this?
Well, I mean, weather-wise, I was like, what is the temperature today? And he told me, you know, I don't know, 50 or something.
Why would Greg know about this? Was he looking
at it? Well, I don't know. He's always the one who tells me what the weather's going to be.
Okay.
And so it's just kind of, you know, one of those things that snuck up on me and then occurred to me, oh, I need to, like, make sure my pants and sweaters are in order and I have clothes to wear during this cold weather. Anyway, so I go to my, you know, stock of
no, what does that mean? Like, are
gear?
They in a Tupperware bin under your bed?
Well,
they're
on a shelf.
Talk
up
more.
In my closet.
Okay, all right.
So I get everything down. I get out. I pull out the old jeans, and I look at them, and I'm like, wow, I think I've had these jeans for, you know, circa 5 years or so.
Okay.
Now, they're skinny jeans, which I know
ouch.
Are not in anymore.
Yeah.
So anyway, where all this is going is...
Mm-hmm. You're buying new jeans.
Yes. I'm like, okay. Skinny jeans are...
Yes.
And I know... You know, Katie obviously is very on trend.
Yeah.
But I feel like there might be some listeners out there who are with me, who are like a mom who's like, okay, I got to like catch up here. What do I do? What do I wear? So here's my question.
Okay, question.
So I went, I've had several valiant efforts to try on some other types of jeans. Okay, first of all, if you're short, these wide leg baggy things just
not
do not work. They just don't work.
Right.
They're just not jiving. So I feel like you could go with the boot cut, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which those is like circa 1996.
I know, really
for me.
Taking me
like
back.
I'm feeling like I'm
taking
in middle school. Yeah,
but that's if we can't do the, you know, wide leg, let me just hand the mic over to Katie. Tell us what we should be wearing this fall, Katie.
Well, I don't. Well. So let me say this. You are not alone. My sister, who is quite a fashionista.
She is.
Called me this week and was like, yo.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm wearing skinny jeans and I saw a couple of pictures and I can't, what's happening? I can't do this anymore. They are like for real out. And I was
yes.
They are. They are.
Yes. Okay.
They are.
So we're on the same page.
They're
there.
Donezo.
No more skinny jeans.
But keep them around because you never know.
They'll come back.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I sent her a couple of screenshots of my favorite jeans right now. Levi's. They have a wide-legged pair.
Okay.
But so, and I bought them in like the short, if that makes sense, or the ankle, which is, because I'm 5'4", but I kind of have shorter legs. I usually have to wear like petite stuff.
And you're 5'4". I'm 5'3".
Yeah. How tall did you think I was?
I thought you were more than an inch taller than me.
No. Just five four.
Okay.
I'm always wearing heels. At work, I'm always wearing heels. So
it's
I think that's funny.
I just got measured at the doctor, and I was like, wait, I'm really 5'3"? I always said that thinking I was lying.
Well, how tall did you think you were?
I thought I was like 5'2". And she's like, no, you are 5'3".
You know that my driver's license says I'm 5'3". I don't know how that happened.
Huh.
For sure.
Anyway,
I'm not.
Sorry. Continue with the jeans.
So I like Levi's. And you know what I like about Levi's is I think they're kind of affordable.
Okay.
Usually less than $100.
Okay.
I like this pair or the style is a wedgie pair.
What does that mean?
They're kind of like a mom jean. I wouldn't say that they're boot cut and they're not wide legged. They're kind of, I wear them
like
all the time.
Straight leg, if you will?
They're straight legged. I would say yes.
Okay.
And then I do have a
and
wide.
And that's called a wedge.
Well, I mean, Levi's calls them
I see.
Wedgie.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's just
Levi's.
Okay. Got it.
I also like, and my sister Jen and I were talking about this, I like Madewell's jeans.
Okay.
As
I've heard of them. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Also on the more affordable side, not as affordable as Levi's. There's an outlet store here. If you live in Asheville, you'll know that there's a Levi's store in the outlet, so you could even go try them on.
Okay. So we want to go straight leg, possibly boot cut.
Yeah.
Not skinny.
I would say no to the skinny.
No to the skinny, but basically anything else that's out there now?
I think so. Okay. I think so. I feel your pain about being not having long legs and like these like boyfriend baggy style.
Right, yes.
You're like, no, this is
not
a good look.
Okay,
for me.
Follow up.
Yeah.
What shoes? Because I feel like with skinny jeans, the nice thing about those was you could kind of wear a boot, you could wear a flat, any shoes go. But if they're, say, a boot cut or some of these other types, it's like more, it hits at a different spot.
I know.
So what do
it's
you wear
tricky.
Foot
So I wear boots. You know, I have some boots that have heels on them. That is generally
so
what I would wear.
So basically any sort of heeled boot.
I think so.
Okay.
I think it becomes tricky when you're wearing stuff like flat stuff if it's not like a slip-on, which, you know, once it gets cold here. I was just reflecting the other day. I remember I was in my first job, my first TV news job, like, I don't know, 2006 or 7. And skinny jeans were just coming in.
Mm.
And I was, like, everybody was like, what? Like, these are awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, I am not going to spend a significant amount of money on skinny jeans. Like, I'll buy them, but this is, like, not a thing. I'm not buying, like, expensive skinny jeans.
And here we are 15 years later, and I'm still wearing them.
I know.
Well, I will say, you know, and unfortunately, I feel as though the mom jean high-waisted situation hit at a great time because I was having babies and needed that.
But I think you can still find what your, like the new modern jean and high-waisted.
Okay.
I don't know that that has gone away. I do. I have seen some low-rise stuff, but yeah, if you're like over 40, that's...
It's a little risky.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely not here for it, but maybe some other moms are. Okay, well, thank you for this installment of Katie's Fashion.
I mean, I don't know
Katie
everything.
Killen.
I don't know everything.
Well, you
just
obviously
something.
Know more than me.
Just
clearly,
something.
Your sister and I are needing some help here.
Well,
and I feel like other...
You are not alone.
It is one of those, like, okay, we're changing seasons. What are we doing? And you have those staples that you pull out. I said this to Gregory, too. I think it's one thing to have the right style, but I think it's also you still though need to at least update that. Like, I mean, literally the wear and tear on these jeans. I mean, these need to go in the garbage.
You're
you know
saying
what I mean?
That like, even if skinny jeans were still in, it
I
would be
still
time for
need
you to get new pair of jeans.
Upgrade them. Yes, yes, because you know you just can't wear things forever.
Well, if you're Brian, my Brian, my husband, you can't.
Well, it's funny when I said this about the jeans. I was having this conversation, the jeans conversation with Gregory, and he said. I said, I mean, I feel like these jeans are 5 years old. And he said, well, everything I own is like 20 years old. So I don't know what you're complaining about
well,
here. And I'm like, okay,
so,
well.
Yeah, I might have told this story on the podcast already, but occasionally, you know how Facebook will give you memories? Occasionally, a memory will pop up from like when we were dating. And Brian will be wearing the same T-shirt that he just wore yesterday.
Right.
And I'll take a screenshot of it and send it to him. And I'm like, you just wore this. And he's like. I know, it's amazing. Like,
yeah,
isn't
like,
it
I
awesome?
I love this shirt.
Like, isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
I'm, like, doing a couple of consignment stuff, and I was, hey, like, do you have anything you want me to consign? And he's like, no.
I love it all. I still love it all.
I keep everything. I, like, have everything. He has his Birkenstocks from college.
Wow.
Yeah. Birkenstocks from college.
I'm also amazed, though, too, like, has his body not changed
in
20 years?
I mean, I don't know, but I'm not kidding you. He...
I mean, I guess things fit looser in general on men, so they can get away with more.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I mean, my size has gone through
fluctuated.
Four babies.
Sure.
So, like, we've had some ups and downs
well,
here, folks.
Well, I will say this, and from, like, an environmental standpoint, that's also one of his sticking points. I mean.
Yeah. Why buy a new T-shirt when the old one fits?
I know. If we could only all be more like Brian and his fashion. Exactly. I don't know what we want to call it.
Okay. Well, toss the skinnies, go out. But here's the other thing too, and I don't need to tell you this. You have to be in the right mental place to go try on jeans.
I don't ever go to. This is the other thing. I buy everything online and then I send it back.
You get multiple sizes.
Yeah, I cannot. I mean, smart. And I will say this: in most of the things that I wear, I know. Like I will say this: the Levi's run small. Just heads up on that. Good information that you need to know.
Okay.
Like really small on some of the styles.
Okay.
But I don't remember the last time I went to I don't go into stores and go to dressing rooms anymore. I don't have time for that. Neither do you. You have four kids. Order them online. Pick out a couple of different sizes.
Which, you know, is how I order most of my clothes. Yeah. The jeans, you know, there's a couple things. Jeans that, you know, you kind of are like, ugh. But I'm going to do your thing. I'm going to order them online, see how they go.
Will you keep us posted?
I will. I'll do an update in a couple of weeks once I get into the mental headspace, actually make the order, receive
the
said jeans, try them on, like do the whole thing, then I will report back. It might be a month. I don't know. It might be spring. And then the jeans
then
are going to be out.
It's done.
We'll see.
All right. Well, we're waiting with bated breath on that one. First article here is from Good Morning America. And it is the title is "Mom Lets Child Take Unofficial School Breaks."
Controversial, I feel.
And her quote is, "It's not going to hurt her." One mom is inspiring a debate about letting children take unofficial days off from school without any repercussions. She says her daughter started school full time last year. She is six, and she noticed a difference in the first grader's energy levels and mental health, which affected her desire to go to school. She talks about how tired she is when she comes home. She's already sleeping on the step when she gets home. Then she'd be sleeping in the hallway. It was like she was a zombie. And this I can appreciate. She talks about how by the time she gets her kid home from school, she's making dinner. They're doing homework. And then it's time for bed and she barely gets to spend any time with her daughter. Mm-hmm. So she says that she lets her take one day off a month. She doesn't have to be sick. And that's the way they sort of work around just dealing with, I mean, the drain of sort of daily life.
So I have a couple of thoughts here. Mm-hmm. I'm on one side, I see this. I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of it in that I'm not one of those people who thinks their kids should have perfect attendance. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe when they're older and there's more important things going on. But when you're in elementary school, missing a day is not going to put you behind, right? So I think that's fine. I think it's fine to skip a day. On the flip side, though, I don't know that skipping one day of school a month helps necessarily with, like, the overall rest and exhaustion of the other however many days in the month that you go to school. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like maybe –
like, one day just isn't enough. So.
Right. Like, should we do something consistent? Like, I have the thought in my household just because we are bus riders and the bus comes early, we could probably let them sleep in, I don't know, another 30 or 45 minutes if I took them to school. Mm-hmm. Right. And so for work purposes and life purposes, we have them ride the bus. But that to me is something like that's a change that you could make that would actually result in more sleep every day for your child. I don't know that letting them skip school one day a month catches them up on sleep. Do you know what I mean?
I do. I'll be honest. When I first read this, I actually saw it on Instagram and screenshotted it because I was like, oh, this is a good Anchor Moms article. At first, I was like, what? I mean, when you think about it, how many months of school are there? 9 months of school?
Mm-hmm.
That's 9 days. And what about when you are sick or when you want to take your kid on vacation or, God forbid, we live in 2023, your kid gets COVID or you get COVID and then you're stuck home. But then I started thinking about it and I read the article and I thought, nah, I feel like this is okay. I'm okay with this. I mean, I thought experts pointed out that you should, as a parent, consider what is behind the needing of the day off school.
Right.
And does that need to be explored more? Mm-hmm. Like, what is up that your six-year-old is so exhausted and tired and maxed out from school? And maybe that's a conversation to have with teachers or administrators. And then I thought the experts also made a good point of, like, so if you're going to do this, you should make a plan for what you're going to do on these days. Like, you're not going to sit and play video games. Or watch your iPad, right? You know, we're going to go to the park. We're going to draw. We're going to color. Like, let's make it a real mental health reset. A couple of years ago, I feel like people would have been offended by letting your kids stay home for a mental health day. But now I'm even like, I wish we had mental health days
at work.
you know? And sometimes for me, just the difference, I think my hours contribute to this, but sometimes just having a day off where you don't, mm-hmm. you're not on vacation. Mm-hmm. You know, normally mm-hmm. we take days off and
because we're
traveling, and the few and far between days where I'm literally at home, I find to be just huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I can see that.
I would also say this, is your kid a good student? That would matter
right.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is my kid, can my kid miss?
Afford to take a day off.
Exactly.
And it
so I think it's like, you know, it's one of those
Which
things.
Which is what I was saying. I feel like in elementary school, one day here or there.
Yeah, right. Especially, I mean, it sounds like this little girl is in first grade.
Yeah.
Gosh, I think it's okay. I would be interested to know, you can speak more to this just because River hasn't been in school long enough. I mean, does truancy come into play? Are you going to get an email from the school?
I was going to say, so in our particular district mm-hmm. where we live, you can miss 10 days and then you literally get sent to
what?
Truancy
jail?
Yeah. And we, I think it was last year, we missed a couple. And after, I think it's 3 days, you get a letter home saying,
wow.
just so you know, you've missed 3 days. You know, the limit is 10, so watch yourself.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So they're strict about it in our particular district. I don't know how it is in other districts.
That's got to be like a state-mandated thing,
I would think, right? I would think. So anyway, that I did think of that when you said, you know, there's 9 months, you miss 9 days.
Right.
Like,
and that, again, and that's assuming that you're healthy, like you're not missing any other days.
Ours is just if you're, you know,
if it's
sick
an
days
unexcused.
Don't count. Right, right,
absence.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So that matters.
Or maybe she's just saying she's sick when
right.
she's not.
Well, and sick is a subjective term, by the
sure.
way. You know? So, okay. And, like,
I don't know. Food for thought. I can kind of see both sides on that one.
Yeah.
I think it's okay if you want to do that. I do think what the article is saying, what are the reasons behind that? And is it really going to help your kid really catch up on
yeah.
sleep and become more rested
I
don't think so.
I would explore some of those. Your kid
factors.
Is, yeah, falling asleep. You know, in the hallway. Those are things that that does not seem okay to me. I would question some of, like, the mental health stuff behind that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's funny we're having this discussion right now.
Yeah.
Literally yesterday, one of my children who never naps.
Napped.
Had an epic meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
Epic meltdown in the afternoon after school. And then, what do you know, passed out,
mm-hmm.
fell asleep in the car. Driving to the activities, and it's like, okay, well, you know.
Now we know why.
Now we know why you had the epic meltdown, but also, I mean, how tired must you be to take a nap at 4 p.m. when you haven't napped in literally months?
Yeah. I know. I mean, I know River, I can always tell. Yesterday she had something to do after school, and so we didn't pick her up till like 4:30, 5 o'clock. Like, she didn't get home till like 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
She's in kindergarten. She
yeah.
left the house at 7:30. We were trying to do her homework, and she was so
mm-hmm.
she was like yelling at me, which is mm-hmm. not something she usually does.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're like tapped
Exhausted.
Out. You were tapped out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, all of that being said, like,
yeah,
maybe a little
yeah.
mental health day here and there is not such a bad thing.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Mom's the word.
Have you seen those Gooder sunglasses?
Is it the jeans?
It's not, but
you
I should.
You kind of already gave us a mom's.
I know. I'll send you the same screenshot I sent Jen.
Okay,
yeah.
Here's your second mom's.
Oh, here's my second mom's. Working overtime. I wish I got paid for this.
Right?
Do you know Gooder sunglasses?
I do.
Do you have them?
I do not. So, funny. Gregory does.
Okay.
I do not.
Well, let me tell you about them. They are polarized.
Yes.
They're coming all kind of funky colors.
Yes.
They're like
styles.
Yes, all
yeah.
kind of different
I've
styles.
Looked, yeah.
They are super lightweight. So I like to, you know, when I'm like at the pool and we're camping,
mm-hmm.
like I love them because they're super lightweight and they're $25. I think like if you want a fancier,
mm-hmm.
some of the styles are $35.
Which still is not bad.
No, not for sunglasses.
You're reminding me. I need to buy some sunglasses.
Highly,
okay.
highly
okay.
recommend them. Again, you can get them in just like plain black. You know me, like the brighter and I got
mm-hmm.
like mine are like purple
mm-hmm.
with like mirrored lenses.
Mm-hmm.
River loves them. But it's like we were at a donut shop on Saturday and her and our little friend were like playing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like okay, like, it's okay. Like, you know, I don't want to spend another $25, these, but these aren't, like, $120 Ray-Bans. You know what I mean?
I will say, like, as a direct result of this episode, I'm literally going to be spending about, you know, $300 probably.
Wonderful. Be on your jeans.
Sunglasses. I'm going to get my jeans. So, get ready.
I think these are all good investments.
Sorry. It's Katie's advice, okay? I have to take it.
In the meantime, Brian is rolling his eyes because he's like, ugh. So high maintenance.
I like it though.
Gooder, by the way, is spelled GODDR. I just wanted to throw that out.
No, good to know.
Yeah.
And you can get them on Amazon. Yes.
You can. And you can get the. I got mine in a. We were camping in upstate New York, and I got them in a shop. But they have a website as well. So yeah. Amazon, the Gooder website, whatever. Yeah.
This next article is from CNBC. Harvard grad, best-selling author, and toxic parenting researcher who spoke to 6,500 moms and dads, the counterintuitive way to help your kids succeed. Mm. It's kind of a big headline, but let's just break this down.
This whole article is kind of a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. But it's good info, but it's got some good insights. So the main, I would say, gist of the article is there is a lot of anxiety, a lot of worry, of course, amongst parents on if your children are going to succeed, how they succeed. The article kind of quickly goes in. By the way, we should mention this author who they're talking about in the headline is Jennifer Breheny Wallace, who I think is pretty well known as in the parenting world. So she did a bunch of research, a big study about this, and she talks about how much parents stress about college. And so that's a big piece of this is wanting your children to succeed, having anxiety, worry, concern, stressing about where they're going to go to college, if they're going to get a good job, a good life, all that. I will just stop 1 second right there and say this is not, and maybe because my kids are too young, even on my radar
college?
At this point. Yes. I mean, I know that it's obviously looming down the road, but I would say zero stress about college at this point. I feel like there's so many more things to worry about between now and then that I'm not worried about this yet. And maybe in the years to come, this will be an issue for me. But just wanted to throw that out there. Anyway, so she goes through the stress and she talks about how, I guess kind of the point is, how parents stressing about college can lead to anxiety for your children as well. And she talks about how the best way to teach them is to model good ways to deal with stress, to cope with stress, right? So if your children see you handling stress well, they're more likely to handle stress well as they grow up. So she gets to these kind of questions that you should be thinking about when it comes to your children, even at an earlier age. What extracurricular activities are your children doing? What are you spending money on?
So these are the questions that you should ask yourself if you're starting to wonder if you're kind of one of those parents
who's being too anxious and concerned about this stuff. What do you ask your child about? What do you argue with your child about? So those are the things that you should be thinking about and asking yourself if you feel like you're going down this path.
Yeah, and I think it's like less, I think probably at this age or maybe as kids get older, you're not like necessarily concerned that your kids are going to get into Harvard, but maybe you're like, I want you to get good grades. I want you to participate in all these extracurriculars. I'm hoping you get a soccer scholarship. So I think that's how it probably applies to.
Like overall, you want them to succeed, but you don't want to overly stress about it and you don't want to put all that pressure
on
them.
Your mission to have them succeed creates panic and anxiety and them, which in turn could keep them from succeeding. It's funny, this author talks about parents who are so concerned with these things, they think it acts as kind of a life vest. Like, if my kid gets good grades and does well in athletics, that's a life vest in life. In other words, that's going to give them like a leg up.
And gets into a good college.
Right, gets into a good college. But sometimes when you put that much pressure onto your kid, it turns into a lead vest, drawing kids into like anxiety and having them sink. It has the opposite effect.
Which I think is very sage advice. It also talks about how going to an expensive college actually doesn't equal success always, which 100%.
Yeah.
I'm kind of shocked that, I don't know, there's still
so
many people
even
who
ask
that.
You, who I, Brian and I talk about this all the time, like, you know, it's funny. When you're in high school, you know where all of your friends go to college. When you're in college, like, you know where all your friends are going to college. But I feel like the older you get, and maybe it's just because I didn't go to any, like, prestigious schools. The older you get, like, most people don't even know where I went to college. Like, it's not even something that I talk about. I would say not daily, not monthly. Maybe not even yearly do I answer that question. It's just because it's just such a non-issue in my life. But I think when you're in the thick of it and you're applying to college and you're in that space,
it seems like such a big
deal.
It does. And the older I get and the more, you know, you think about your career and you're like, why did that? I mean, did that even matter? I feel like I could have gone to any number of schools and in general, my life would have turned out pretty much the same. You know?
I mean, yeah. I think
Maybe I would have.
You might have met different people, but in terms of, like, did it impact your success? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know. Yeah.
I do like those questions. And I think just in general, those are good questions as kind of like a parental reset of, you know, what am I spending money on? What am I choosing to have my children participate in? What am I asking them about?
Yeah. In other words, you you don't want to be like, hey, how'd you do on that test? Hey, good job on those goals, those soccer goals. Like, let's try to score more. Like, you know, it's better to be like, hey, how was your day? Did you have any good moments? Did you have any bad moments? I wrote this down. Do not equate kids' worth with their performance. So you're important regardless of the grades you're getting, the friends you have, and the soccer goals that you are scoring.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice reminder in this competitive world that we live in.
For sure.
Number three article here, it is from today.com. And who is right? Man with no kids sparks debate after shaming mom at a park. They quote, the mom the entire time is on her phone, staring right down at her screen, doesn't look up one time. It's this dude, childless. He's a TikTok guy, an influencer, and he TikToks about, he's walking by this park. The kid is just playing quietly, not being annoying. And the mom is sitting on a bench on her phone, and the kid's at the top of the slide. And he's like, hey, mom, watch me. And she doesn't look up from her phone. And the influencer is like, basically goes on TikTok and is like,
I can't believe
what
this
the
mom.
Heck.
Yeah. So listen, okay. First of all, I feel like if you don't have kids and you're posting something about this,
stay in your lane.
Yes. Stay in your lane. On top of that though, I mean, I think there's two things going on. There's the safety aspect, which I think he, in this case, is warranted.
Oh, is he really? I don't buy it.
I mean, it depends on the age of the kid, right? Like, I'm not going to take my eyes off Sam at a playground because that dude could literally fall off the top of the playground through the slap for the whatever
thing. Yeah, but he's not two yet.
Right. So I don't know how old this kid was, right? Yeah. But I'm saying, I think if the kid is able-bodied and can handle the playground and you know they're not going to fall, you know nothing bad's going to happen, then yes, you can be on your phone. The other thing I will say is, and I found this, I just feel this more and more and more every day, you have no idea what that mom is going through. Maybe she is in some job where she has to get this in.
Speaking from experience?
Maybe she's under deadline in the news business. No. I mean, I'm only saying this to say I have been there and I have been in very stressful situations and I have all of my kids and I have to do some work. And I love them very much, but in that particular moment when this particular person walks by, I am into finishing my work so that I don't get fired, so that I have a paycheck. You know, like, I think that it's easy to think, oh, she's scrolling on Instagram or something. Well, maybe she's doing something extremely important that needs to get done at that moment, and she knows her son or daughter is safe on the playground.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I just think give them a break.
I totally agree. And I especially think this is less true now just because now River's in kindergarten. I feel like we nary have time to go to the park. but, I mean, sometimes, like, I would work and then I would pick River up from preschool and then we would go to the park. And it's like I've been – and I'm like, this is my only – like, I'm like, okay, like, like, it's your time. Like, I need, like, a little bit of a brain break.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, if – that was it for me. Like, I was, like, overloaded. And, you know, I don't know that it's necessarily beneficial to be on your phone the entire time your kid's at the park or you're supposed to be interacting them or watching them, but, like, give me a break. Like,
yeah. Less judgment. You don't know what this mom is doing.
You have no idea.
You don't know her life, her schedule, her load, if you will.
I like one of the person that commented, I thought the same way as you, and then I became a parent. Until you become a parent, you do not understand the struggle. Amen.
Yeah. And whether she's doing Wordle or sending the most important work email in her life.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? Don't judge.
Right.
Win of the week.
I was nervous about this, but it turned out to be a super huge success.
Okay.
We took all four children tent camping.
I know. The pictures on Insta looked really cute.
It was one of those things, I know you do have those things where you go into it and you have these hopes and then you kind of midway are like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
This seems like a terrible
idea.
Why'd
I do this? Yeah.
So we get there and we're, you know, setting up the tent and you know, the kids are going crazy and you're just kind of like, oh my gosh, how are we going to survive the next 2 days out here in the wilderness?
Well, I'm always like, I wish I was on my couch right now. Like, why did I do this? I could be on my couch. The kids will sleep in their bed. I'll sleep in my bed.
Yeah. But somehow it was the most heavenly 2 days and it was wonderful.
And did the kids all sleep?
So we have a ginormous tent that, you know, we could literally set up Sam's pack and play.
Mm-hmm.
So he was fine. Yes, the kids, for the most part, all slept. The first morning, I feel like they even slept till an appropriate time. I mean, we're in, like, an established campground,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you don't want to be that person who's, like, up with their kids making noise at 5 a.m. I think we slept till, like, 7:30 the first morning, which is great. Like, but by the time everybody was up, we were like, okay, we can actually start making noise.
Yeah.
Everything's okay. The second morning, Sam woke up at something ridiculous, like 5:30.
Yeah.
And so Gregory was like, let me just take him in the car and drive him around for a while.
Uh-huh.
So he did, which that was nice of him. But other than that, I would say it was a huge success.
That's awesome.
The kids had a lot of fun. It worked out that it was perfect weather.
Yeah.
It was like the last warm weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think if people had been chilly and, you know, there had been any sort of, I think if there had been any sort of adverse
condition.
Adversity in our weekend, it would have gone south. But we, you know, had some fun friends with us. That worked out really well, that the kids had people to play with.
Yeah.
We survived.
Awesome.
And I felt like that was,
did
I don't
it give
know,
you hope for the future?
It gave me hope for the future. And I also felt like it was, at the end, I was like, so do I get a medal or something?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't forget any food.
Yeah.
We had enough things to last us the whole weekend.
Right.
We survived in the wilderness for 2 days. I mean, I feel like we should get something for all this, right?
It's a
pretty big accomplishment for four tiny
people. I mean, let me just say, good for you.
Are you giving me a medal?
Yeah, because I wouldn't do it. I probably would not have taken river tent camping at that age. Now we go camping and we have a camper.
A camper, right.
And even that is like
a lot.
Very
well, the biggest thing is you kind of realize, and look, we were not, you know, we could have gone to there was a grocery store probably within 5 miles.
Sure.
So it wasn't like we were literally stranded, but
no,
there is that
Do not diminish your success.
It is
tremendous.
That, like, you've got to have everything.
Dude,
you've got to have the
tremendous.
Clothes and the underwear and the
you did
shoes
it.
And the food.
And I think that
snacks.
Now we should do a podcast about camping with your kids, because
I don't know about that.
Okay.
You can share your fashion advice, and I will share my camping with kids advice.
Can we mesh that into one podcast? Oh, I guess we already have. It's called Anchor Moms.
I think that's
what we're doing.
I
okay.
think that just happened. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and have a great week.
Bye, guys.
Anchor Moms, the podcast. Thanks for listening.